In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we celebrate the one of the minor feasts of the Lord. This is in commemoration of the entry of the Lord, the child Jesus, into the temple after 40 days of his birth. And we all know the story about how he, when he was presented to the temple, Saint Simeon the Elder, he took him on his hand and blessed God and said, "Now, O Lord, you let your servant depart in peace, according to your words, for my eyes have seen your salvation." In the whole passage of the scripture that we read today, it started with the Lord Christ taken to the temple to fulfill the law of circumcision when he was 8 days in age. And then after this, after 40 days, they took him again to offer on his behalf the sacrifice required from every born child after 40 days of his birth. And this teaches us about Saint Mary and Saint Joseph the carpenter. How those people were righteous, they wanted to fulfill all of the requirements of the law of Moses. Saint Mary knew that she had begotten the Holy One. Accordingly, actually, she is not under any kind of obligations towards anyone. She has got the founder of the law itself. So to trouble herself taking him to be circumcised, taking him to offer a sacrifice and to present him to the temple, this teaches us about how righteous people should conduct themselves in regard of the house of God. How we should learn from this example to cleave to the church of God. First of all, we have to get and acquire the right perception of what is the church for us. We have to understand well why we are here, what this place should be in the mind of all of us. The church should always be understood in our minds as being the mother, as being the refuge, as being the pillar and the foundation of the truth. Mother, simply because she gave birth to us in the baptismal font. We die in this font and we come out newly, new generation, our born again Christians, as we all say. So she is the mother in how she begot us as Christians. And also she is the mother as in the way she is feeding us and nourishing us with the body and the blood of the Lord, that is to give us eternal life. She is the refuge where all of us, we come here and we hide from all the tribulations, and we offer supplications and prayers and asking God. Everyone who is troubled knows that his safe place is the church. When we are all, we feel oppressed by any of the tribulations in the world, we find refuge in the church. In the church, we learn about the truth that is the Lord Christ himself. What's about God, about us, about eternity? All of these things we learn from the church. Why I'm saying this? Because sometimes people do not have the right perception of the church for them. The church for them, for some of the people, is a social place. If I enjoy the gathering, I will stay in it. If I have a conflict with somebody, then I will just leave the church. How can we handle or we deal with something like this? One time I had a debate with a person who left the church and he went to attend with another denomination. And I asked him, what was wrong about the church to do this? He said that nothing wrong with its dogma, but I don't like the people there. Then I said to him that, are you sure about the place you are going to? Are they holding the truth as entrusted from God to his disciples and from the disciples to us? He said, no, I know that they have some errors in their belief. Then I asked him, how you take this risk and chance with yourself and your children? He said that, but the people there are nice. This is exactly, let me try to make a metaphor with this example. As a person who abandoned his mother because he had a conflict, I ask another mother to adopt him. This is something. Or you don't like the school where your children are taught, and then you take them to another school. And this school has many errors in their curriculums. They are still teaching that the earth is flat. And you are content with it simply because the people there are nice. Can you imagine this? Why this happened? Simply because we still sometimes do not have the right perception of what is the church is. The church is a mother, rich, the pillar and the foundation of the truth. In order to cleave to the church of God, first of all, we have to perceive it right. To also cleave to the church of God, we have to observe with reverence her rights, rules, and economy. There are certain principles that the church is teaching. When the church is saying, you have to take communion, this is the body and the blood of the Lord, this is principle. Principle means that something that's fundamental, we understand salvation. You have to be baptized, this is a principle. You have to attend the liturgy and confess and repent, this is principle. But there are certain things that we can define as economy or the rites of the church. For example, when we request the believers to fast for 9 hours, this is economy. When we request the believers, whenever they come, that men will be on one side and the women on another side. This is another economy, arrangement. Sometimes people find difficulty with this. And they debate it and they say, prove it to us from the Bible. Where it is in the Bible that the Lord said you have to fast 9 hours? Where in the Bible it says that men should be on one side and women should be on another side? Let me also make another metaphor in order to have the right daughter. You cannot have any relationship with any boy or girl. And this is something that we don't talk about it. You have to live and to try to conduct yourself in a chaste and pure life. This is principle, okay? But when you tell to your son and daughter that my economy means my management of things or decisions, judgments, that you come back your what is the word? You come back at a certain time. Your curfew is at 9 p.m. Your son cannot debate it and say that where is it in the Bible that I have to come back at 9 p.m. You are taking things too much. Dad, I don't think this is from the Bible. You have to prove it to me. And then the dad will bring the boy to Abuna to prove that the typical curfew is 9. No, this should not be like this. This is simply the economy of the father of the house who is entrusted to teach them what is right. And this economy eventually will lead them to observe the principle. If I obey my dad, when he says the curfew at 9, most likely I will be able to observe the principle of living as chaste and pure. So leave the church of God, we have to submit to its rights. We should not take this and its rights and they mock it and say, look what they do, we do this and this and this. What is unreasonable that we do in the church? Why would we just do not humble ourselves and will submit to the wisdom of this mother who has been taughting and teaching its children for more than 2,000 years since the introduction of Christianity in Egypt. And because of her wisdom, many saints came from it. Many this great church because of her right and wise economy. But now we are wiser than the church. Know why the bishop is doing this? Why Abuna is doing this? Why the deacons are doing so and so? Today we read about Saint Mary and Saint Joseph. That's when they had performed things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee. They performed all things according to the law. To cleave to the church of God also, we have to enforce the sense of belonging towards her through keen learning, serving, and loving her. Look here at and meditate with me on the words of King David in his psalm. He says, if I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. This is the heart of a man who loves the house of God. This is the way we should be teaching our children and we should live, should love the church. It's mother. We have to learn about her and teach it to our children as well. We take it simply that we do not know. We find it is okay that to say, I don't know, go and ask Abuna. It's fine to go and ask Abuna, but also we have to try our best to love the church and to know about it and to be keen in knowing what the church is telling us, what we should be doing, how we should be conducting ourselves according to wise economy. We have to enforce this. Everything that is done in the church is to end up for all of us to feel the belonging to this place, to belong to this church. Every activity, every lesson is given. All what we are doing now in the church with the new building, all of this is to end up for all of us to belong more to the church, to love the church, to love her in a way that makes us to be keen to learn ourselves and to teach to those people who come after us. I wonder sometimes when the people come, I see people sometimes in three occasions throughout their lives. First time when they come to baptize their children. The second time when those children are to marry. The third time, you know it of course, they come in the burial. Okay. And sometimes they delete one or two of these and they end up maybe coming in one or something like that. What kind of relationship is this on the church? How can we learn from the church? How can we conduct ourselves if this is how we perceive and we deal with the church? In order to cleave also to the church of God, we have to respect those in her who are entrusted over us. This is something of great importance. God entrusted over us a certain hierarchy in the church. There is a bishop, there is a priest, and there are servants in the church. To find it, it's okay that we talk not only just to criticize, but maybe to insult or to talk behind the back about those people entrusted over us in the church in a way that's very negative. This is not Christian, by the way. It's not befitting even that we do it with each other. But to come to the church, everyone wants to make it his own arrangement. Everyone has something to say about if the bishop does this, if the Pope do this, if the church does this. As if like we all have arranging our own homes. And now it's time and turn our to come and turn to the church and to manage it the way we see it fit. My friend, mind your business. Take care of your home. This is your church. Take care of your children. Teach them the right doctrine and raise them in the fear of God. And by then, you are doing a great favor to the church. We have to respect to those who are entrusted over us. This is biblical. This is not what the church is saying or scaring people from those people who are entrusted over our economy. At the end, we have also to understand the limitations of humans and do not overlook the one who presides over his church. What do I mean by this? Does this mean that everything is done in the church right, perfect, with no mistake? Whoever claimed that? We are all humans. We all make mistakes. Abuna or the bishop or the servant or the coordinator is just a human being. He might miss the target sometimes. Maybe he's shooting for something and get another place. Yes, this might happen. But meanwhile, we should also be looking at the one who is over the church. Who is the president of the church? It is the Lord Christ himself. Sometimes we go back after a day in the church, like this one, and we talk with each other about the experiences that we had today. I talked with this person, and this person said this, and this person didn't greet me well, and this person today had a conflict with me, and so on, so on, so. And we do not mention at all, because this didn't happen, how if we had any encounter with the Lord Christ himself, the person whom we come to the church to. No, this was not in my mind. Actually, I had another focus. Today, when I came as a deacon, my interest was maybe to have the microphone before my mouth, and then I start show off. My interest today is to come and meet my friends here. We were planning something, playing text in the phones. What about the one here who presides over the church? The reason behind us coming today? How can we cleave to his church if we do not see him? How can this happen? There is no way. We have no way to do this, to cleave to the church. If we miss him, If we come and we do not see and meet him at all, everything that's in our memory is the meeting with other people and our experience with them. Saint Joseph the carpenter taught us a lesson on how they were very eager to fill all of the requirements of the law with respect and risk points, and make us some, make it our meditation during think about it. In order to cleave to the Church of God, we have to acquire the right understanding of what the Church is to us. We have to observe with reverence her rights, rules, and economy. We have to enforce the sense of belonging towards her through keen learning, serving, and loving her. We have to respect those who are entrusted over us, and we have to understand the limitations of the humans and do not overlook the one who presides over his Church. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.